Unfortunately, I'm vegetarian and I'm allergic to dairy. So I've been eating eggs and local veg. And then also I managed to find a miller who mills their own wheat and spelt and rye, which is amazing. So that's at Woolhope. So I walked over to her.
I wondered what the point of all this is.
That's a good question. But I think I'm sharing this through a website and a blog and talking to people and sound recording the producers and growers. And I'm also then going and talking about the experience to different groups afterwards. So it's really about demonstrating how rural infrastructure has become quite denuded.
You know why the farming's as it is, don't you? Because during the last war, everybody had to plough everything up. My father bought a farm to do his war effort, and it was 5-horse land. And of course, it was all right for a few years, but then we had a very season like this, and they had to plough all the wheat in. Because it was so wet, they couldn't get anything off. Mm. And they weren't able to do that until the spring, because it was so awful. But we've ruined the ground by ploughing up things that shouldn't be ploughed and not rotating properly.
Do you think we've actually fundamentally damaged the soil, really?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, there's no doubt about it, actually.
Too commercially focused, you know, Everything has to be quick.
And in any case, we've wasted a lot. I mean, all the apples that we grow, you can't sell them because they're not the size that the supermarkets like, which is a load of bloody rubbish because they're all too big for children to eat. And I myself, I don't like huge apples.
But
I only want to eat half one.
I suppose that's true. I think that it's a shame that we've, because it's hard now unless you're growing a massive crop, you can't really send it necessarily to one of the big cider producers, or they eat their eaters as well, presumably. But I think that we've lost, we're not kind of storing our produce either as effectively as we could, or kind of using it across seasons. It's interesting. Thank you very much for your time.
All right.
Your perspective, that's really, really fantastic.
I was going to say, do you want to go up and see if Karen's still there? I'll pop you up there in the car.
Oh, that's so kind. I'm not allowed to accept any lifts for this month. I must only walk. but that's
very
kind of you.
You better get cracking.
I better head.
It's nearly 3:30.
Oh, my goodness. Right.